Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text which serves as the basis for this morning's proclamation is the gospel reading for today from John chapter 20. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, on the evening of the first Easter, most of Jesus' disciples had locked themselves into a room. They were very confused, they were very afraid, and they were probably feeling very guilty over the events of the last few days. One thing we know they weren't feeling, they were not at peace. Peace is not something you feel when the one that you've been following has just been executed. You're afraid that you might be next. And peace is not something you feel when you just abandoned your Messiah at the moment of his greatest need. You're racked with guilt. And peace is not what you feel when the loved one who is dead is now being reported as alive again. This is all very confusing. They were not at peace. And then into the middle of this turmoil, Jesus appears right through the locked doors, and he says, peace. In the midst of all the fear, he says, peace. In the midst of all the guilt, he says, peace. In the midst of all the confusion, he says, peace. Jesus, it turns out, is all about peace. Not only here in John's gospel, but everywhere else that he's spoken of in the scriptures, it's about peace. For example, the prophet Micah looked forward to the coming of the Messiah, Jesus, and he said, he shall be their peace. And the prophet Isaiah proclaims that the Messiah will be the Prince of Peace. In the New Testament, St. Paul writes that Jesus Christ himself is our peace. When Jesus was born, the angels sang, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. And when Jesus had risen, he appeared among his very afraid, very confused, very guilty disciples, saying, peace be with you. So Jesus is the one to go to if you want peace. Are you feeling peaceful today? For many of us, peace is a very elusive thing. It's hard to find, and when you do find it, it's very hard to hold on to for any length of time. It's easy to lose. Why is that? Where is this peace that Jesus promised? Maybe one of the problems is the way that we define peace. We tend to define peace as the absence of certain things in our lives. So peace is the absence of noise, and peace is the absence of worry. Peace is the absence of bills to pay. Peace is the absence of people that I don't like. Peace is the absence of health problems. Peace is the absence of sin and guilt and regret. If you can get rid of all these things, then you'll have peace. But who can really do that? Can we really ever be rid of noise and conflict and confusion and sin? The world is filled with these things and keeps adding to these things and even rejoices in these things. The world certainly isn't interested in reducing any of these things. So where will peace come from? If peace for you is the absence of certain things, then you're likely to be disappointed. Jesus, who promises peace, also does not promise the absence of trouble. In fact, Jesus says quite plainly, John chapter 16, verse 33, that in this world you will have tribulation. You will have anxiety. You will have pressure. You will have worry and trouble and sickness and hardship. It's a fact of life in this sin-broken world that we live in. There's no getting around it. But in Jesus and through Jesus, by faith in Jesus, there is still peace. There is a peace that only God can give, a peace that this world cannot give. It is a peace which is not the absence of something, but the presence of something. It is not an outward peace necessarily, but it is an inward peace, a peace that you can have even in the midst of struggle and chaos going on around you. The Bible speaks of this peace as a connection, a connection between God and you, a connection which God established when He reached out into the middle of your chaos to call you His own. Through Jesus, God has reached into this world to establish peace with you. God has reached into your heart, which is so often filled with chaos and conflict and sin and all those things that take away peace. God has reached in to say, repent of your sins, believe in Jesus as your Savior, I bring you peace. In other words, don't focus on what's going on out there around you. Focus on me, Jesus says. I bring you peace. Jesus doesn't stop all the chaos. He doesn't suddenly give a command and everything that's wrong around you goes away or becomes right again. Peace in Jesus is not what He makes absent, but what He makes present. Think of the things that are present in your life because of Jesus. There is, first of all, the presence of an identity. We know who we are. There's great peace in knowing who you are. The Bible says, 1 John 3:1, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. And 1 Peter 2 says, we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. In our world, there are so many people who don't know who they are, or they base their identity on outward things, things that really don't count, things that don't last. Many people determine who they are based on what they have, or what they do, or how they look, or the company that they keep. All those outward things are temporary. None of those outward things is the real you. What happens to the man whose identity is all wrapped up in his job and the job goes away? What happens to the woman whose identity is all wrapped up maybe in her children or in the house that she lives in, but then she can no longer afford the house and the children move away? We need to know who we are from the inside out, not from the outside in. People who lack an identity lack peace. God wants you to know who you are. You are what your Creator has declared you to be through Jesus. You are God's dearly loved child, no matter what chaos is going on around you. You are one whom God has declared to be His own, no matter what chaos is going on within you. And the presence of that identity gives you peace. There's another thing that is present in your life because of Jesus, and that is forgiveness. Forgiveness means that we know where we stand before God. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been made right with God through faith, we have peace with God through Jesus. Knowing that we're right with God brings peace. Again, there are many people that are uncertain of their status before God. They don't know if they've done enough. They don't know if they've been good enough. They are afraid of God. They lack peace. But because God has forgiven us, because Jesus has taken the punishment for sin that we deserve, we know where we stand before God. We know we're forgiven. We know that we have been made right with God. How do we know this? Because the Bible tells us so, where it says, for example, we heard it again twice now today, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, but if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says that God, in His great love and mercy, has made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in sin. It is by grace you have been saved. We are not saved by what we do. We are saved by what God has done. The presence of God's forgiveness in Christ gives us peace. One more thing is present in your life because of Jesus, and that is a future. A future because of what God has done for us through Jesus. We know where we're going. In John 14, Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am. There are a lot of people out there who lack confidence regarding the future. They worry about the future. They try to live this life as if this life is all there is. They run wildly from this to that, to this to that, afraid that they're going to miss out on something before their time in this world is up. You only live once, they keep telling themselves. They lack peace. But we know where we're going because Jesus told us. There is waiting for us each a home in heaven, a place where all things will be made new and right again, a place where all that takes away peace in this world will be removed. There will be no more crying or sin or pain or death. In John 14, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. There is peace in knowing who we are in Jesus. There is peace in knowing where we stand before God in His forgiveness. There is peace in knowing where we're going because of Jesus. By faith and trust in Jesus, we each have this peace. Even in the midst of things that work against peace. So God now sends us out into the world to be the presence of His peace. Wherever He sends us, He sends us out into that world that is so chaotic and so confused and so conflicted, so that we can live in that peace and model that peace and share that peace. Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.